Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Biggest moments in the games.
Rodgers steps up, looks downfield, got a man in the end zone. The ball is picked off by Richard Sherman in the back of the end zone.
The biggest voices in sports.
At this point, as I sit here, you know, I think since Friday, I made it clear that my intention was to play, and my intention was to play for the New York Jets.
Okay.
And I haven't been holding anything up at this point. It's been compensation that the Packers are trying to get.
The heartbreak.
Signals being called. Here's the snap. High snap. Placement made. Kick end over end to the uprights. And it is good. The San Francisco 49ers advance.
The celebrations.
Rodgers back. Pass rush holds. He's going to throw a bomb down the field for Devontae Adams in a double coverage. It is intercepted by Richard Sherman, who will go down. And the 49ers are going to win the game and win the NFC Championship game and go to the Super Bowl.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
That's right. It's the Bulletin Blitz here on the Bart Winkler Show. It's your audio of the day segment, Infinity
Sports.
Are
those all against the
Packers? Turn on, turn.
Yes, they were all against the Packers. That was like Aaron Rodgers specific. Remember, we did that for his birthday?
Oh, yeah.
Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, all of those. Even the bad ones are against the Packers. Or, when Rodgers was on the Packers. You know, so anyway, Bulletin Blitz. I completely butched my intro, so we're just going to drive right through. Let's start with the Thursday night game at night. 8:20 Eastern kickoff. It's the 3-8 Bengals going to visit the 6-5 Ravens. Why the intrigue in this game, other than the fact that the Ravens, good Lord, need to keep pace with everybody else in the AFC trying to snag one of those wild cards, maybe even win a division.
Are you dying?
No, not like yesterday. But I'm interested more for the Bengals, even though they're pretty much cooked with the postseason, having 8 losses already. Joe Burrow looks like he's coming back. He drove through his rehab, really wanted to come back and play, not get shut down for the season. So here's Joe Burrow on how cautious he'll be with the toe running.
We'll see. I think I'm feeling good. Good enough to go out there and move and extend, obviously pick my spots, when to do that and when not to. But I feel confident that in certain moments I'll be able to do that.
The audio that Marco just played in the update was wild, where Burrow's just like talking about back in the day, Matt Stafford. First of all, what?
Back in the day,
Matt Stafford with the Lions would throw a bunch of yards and then they'd lose. Joe Burrow... Look, based on that alone, I'm fantasy stacking Joe Burrow, T. Higgins, Jamar Chase. I think they're going to have a ton of yards, and I think they're going to lose. I think he's going to go out and give a Matt Stafford Lions tribute game, and I'm going to put a little money behind that. I'm excited.
You might not want to put T. Higgins, though. He's going to be out this game for concussion protocol.
No, he heard me talk about him right now, and he's motivated to play.
Fair enough. All right, let's go to another game of mild intrigue. not really. It's only one-sided. The Seattle Seahawks should be dog walking the Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota's 4-7. And J.J. McCarthy, it looks like he's going to be out in this game due to concussion protocol as well. However, Kevin O'Connell speaks about the locker room support of J.J. And normally when it's a clip this long, I think you're just trying to convince yourself instead of the rest of us. But here's Kevin O'Connell speaking about his young QB.
You know, I think guys are, you know, behind him. I think they support him. I think they understand that. You probably ask a lot of our guys, which I'm sure you do, and you get a lot of, you know, how can they be better and they be at their best for the greater good of not only JJ, but our whole offense, defense, or special teams. You know, that's just the type of building we have here, the type of players we have, the type of leadership we get from our captains. But at the same time, you know, our guys, you know, have an expectation to win, as do I.
They need him to be good. The Vikings, it's very interesting. They've had quarterbacks that have been good. They've had quarterbacks that have taken them farther than they've been in a while. Case Keenum was there, took them to an NFC championship, but good wasn't good enough. They wanted better, so they went out and got Kirk Cousins, who never got them back to that point. Sam Darnold got them to 14 wins. That was good, but that wasn't good enough. They wanted better. They're trying to go with J.J. McCarthy, and McCarthy has looked terrible. I mean, even as a...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, a Packer fan watching that game last week, I was a little upset that the Packers went for a field goal instead of trying to go on a fourth down. And, you know, oh no, are they going to blow this game? But I never really thought they were going to blow this game. I have not had a game where I've watched and had less fear in the opposing quarterback than maybe when the Vikings started Joe Webb in a playoff game, the converted wide receiver. J.J. McCarthy showed absolutely nothing. I am concerned for Minnesota that this is not going to work, and the longer they stick with it, the worse off they're going to be. They need this to work. They've put themselves in a position where they need this to work, and right now it does not look good.
All right, let's switch gears to some baseball over here because we got the first big trade, maybe the first big acquisition from two teams in the hot stove free agency period. But this is not a signing. This is a trade. Brandon Nimmo, no longer a Met. Marcus Semien, you are no longer a Ranger. The New York Mets and the Texas Rangers, they completed a swap back on Monday. Brandon Nimmo is going to be going to Texas. Second baseman Marcus Semien to New York. Mets also sent a little bit of money to the Rangers to help balance out the salaries. For the Mets specifically, this is to get out of Nimmo's longer-term contract. Semien got a couple years less. Also, it helps, you know, their defense at second baseman. Marcus Semien was a former Gold Glover there. For the Rangers, they get a quality outfielder, and they get out from a larger contract in terms of money. You know, it's longer in terms of years for Nimmo, but the salary is less. So let's hear from both the new players. Brandon Nimmo says Chris Young, of all people, to convince him to join the Rangers, and Marcus Semien's looking forward to joining his new teammates.
When I talked with CY, we talked for about an hour and a half going over, you know, different things and processes and where the team was at. And I tried to familiarize myself with the Rangers and where they were at, because this was going to be, you know, a huge, huge decision for me.
I'm excited to join two leaders in Francisco Lindor and Juan Soto. I'm excited to learn from them, bounce things off of them, and just fill in a way that, you know, hopefully Brandon, things that he did, hopefully I can fill in and do as well.
Great insight there. I think that will cover it from my end. I do want to sneak in here the Red Sox deal today where they got Sonny Gray in a trade with the Cardinals. I've always loved Sonny Gray. I've always wanted
just
him.
Just can't play in New York.
On my team, yeah. Well, he's going to play in Boston. He's going to get $35 million this year, and he's got a $5 million buyout for next year. So that's at least $40 million to pitch in 2026. Cardinals are sending $20 million to cover some of it.
Not bad.
But, yeah, Sonny's going to make a lot of money to pitch for the Red Sox next season. A Thanksgiving edition of the Bartometer. My machine that's never eaten any food in his life is going to tell you a little Thanksgiving magic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.